The gospel reading, as we hear this parable of this man with his vineyard and sending the servants to obtain his share of the fruit, one has to ask, what was wrong with this man? He sends servants, they beat them, they stone them, they kill them. He sends others, they beat them, they stone them, they kill them. So he sends his own son, thinking, oh, at least they'll respect my son. It's like, really? They beat everybody else? They've stoned them, they killed them. Why do you think they're going to respect your son? But isn't that exactly what God did? They stoned and beat and killed all of the prophets that God sent into the world. And then God sent his own son. The interesting thing is that when we hear about the way that these vine dressers thought, oh, let's kill him and his inheritance will be ours. And you look at it and go, what is wrong with these people? Except that when we apply that to our Lord, it's the truth. His inheritance is ours. Because we killed him. And so we look at it on the natural level, and once again we say, this makes no sense. But it's not a natural level reality. This is a spiritual reality. And so we have to see it from the point of view of the love of God, not from the point of view of just simple human reason. Because human reason can't make sense of such a thing. Only love can. Love isn't interested in trying to be reasonable. Love seeks only the good of the other, no matter how unreasonable that might seem. We've all experienced that many times where we've had to put aside our own wants and desires to be able to serve someone else. Parents understand that very well. If a baby wakes up in the middle of the night and is screaming, you could sit around for a while and reason it out and think, well, you know, I have to get up, and if I would just do this, if the baby would just go back to sleep. No, you get up and take care of the baby. It's not because it's reasonable. It's because you love the child. God loves us infinitely. And consequently, the way he's dealing with us isn't necessarily reasonable. It only is reasonable when we think about it from the perspective of love. And so for us now, the question is, are we, number one, respecting his son? Number two, are we receiving in love what is being given in love? And number three, are we responding in love to the gift of love that is given to us? Because the only proper response to love is love. And once again, it's not reasonable. And so we don't sit back and wonder if, well, should I just love God this much, and should I just do... No, no, no. You love God with your whole heart and soul and strength. That's what we have to be about. Not reasoning it out, not trying to figure it out because we can't, because it's beyond our ability as human beings to figure it out. We have to accept. And we have to accept that God loves us, even though we are terrible sinners. Yeah, we could point a finger talking about what our Lord pointed out in the gospel, and we could say, yeah, well, it was the Jewish people back then who put the prophets to death. It's like, you know what? If we were alive back then, do you think we would have been any different? If somebody comes to us today and says, thus says the Lord, what's your response going to be? You're going to say, oh, praise the Lord, God's speaking to you. Of course I'm going to listen and do exactly what it is that you told me that the Lord said. No, we're going to say, give me a break. God's talking to you? Uh-huh. Right. And even when they knew that God was speaking to the prophets and they'd come and say, ask the Lord and we'll do whatever he tells us. The prophet said, here's what the Lord said. It's like, oh, well, we don't want to do that. Do you think for one split second that we would be any different? No. It's the same human nature. It's the same sins. We would do the exact same thing. So we have to apply it to ourselves. We're the vine dressers now. We're the ones that the Lord has sent into his vineyard. Are we really giving him the fruit that is his? Are we really doing what he's asking? Are we doing for him what he is doing for us? Do we receive in love the gift that is given in love? The gift is his son, and the inheritance is ours because he died for us. Do we receive that in love, or do we receive it in selfishness? Those are the kinds of things that we have to look at. They're hard to look at, but we have to. Otherwise, we're going to be like Joseph's brothers. We're going to be filled with envy. We're going to be proud. We're going to be arrogant, whatever it is. God wants us to be humble. He wants us to be charitable. That's what he taught us because he sent his son. It wasn't reasonable. It was love. And so put aside all the ideas in the head because we will never, ever figure it out. We cannot, because it doesn't make sense if we look at it from a logical point of view. It only makes sense when we look at it from the heart. So return in love what is given in love. Receive in love what is given in love. Don't try to figure it out. Just accept and respond.